Josh Bertaccini joining us, the voice of that part of the country.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
The moment you've been waiting for.
JB, maybe you can do commentary live.
And the show that everyone's been talking about.
Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last.
It's time for the real NWA JB.
At least I work someplace that you can find when you're looking for it.
Follow, watch, and listen across social media at the real NWA JB.
Okay, all right. Because it's all about the little things.
Streaming live on YouTube, Podbean, and worldwide at TheRealNWAJP.com.
You were man on fire last night on the post game.
You've started your day in the right way. Let's talk sports.
This is prime time television here, folks.
Here's your host, Josh Bertaccini.
Oh, baby, right back at it. Y'all are rocking and rolling. My people, each and every last one of you, thank you so much for being here, making this thing feel bigger than it is. Congrats to Richard. Look at the classiness at the gates out of Aaron. Every time you think Aaron is maybe going over to the dark side of troll land, he reminds you, nah, he's just messing around. He's a really good dude. Aaron's the runner-up in our bracket challenge. He had Purdue last night. Obviously, Purdue got run off the floor by UConn. Pretty much everyone did for the second straight tournament. How is Dan Hurley doing this? Dan, Daniel, don't call him Danny. I remember when he played for Seton Hall, everyone called him Danny Hurley. I don't know, I saw this guy someday being a legendary head coach, but man, wow. Out from under the shadow of his dad, Bob Hurley Sr., who won like 1,000 games at St. Anthony's, a legendary high school program there in North Jersey, out from under the shadow of, you know, his brother Bobby, who went out there and made it happen. Bobby, of course, doing it as the Duke point guard there for Mike Krzyzewski with Christian Laettner and Grant Hill, and went to the NBA, didn't really quite go next level there. With some issues there with the drinking and then the car accident. But he ends up a head coach at Arizona State. And they have one tournament game in a decade. Dan Hurley is a repeat champion. How about the UConn Huskies last night? How about the Huskies getting it going on? And you have to give congrats where it's due. The Huskies are your 2024 NCAA tournament champion. And so they, yeah, absolutely. And so they have repeated as the best team in the country. And man, they've made it look easy in the dance the last couple of years, just slicing up their opposition and really not very competitive basketball games. Again, like I said, the margin of victory, it was worse last year for the teams facing them. This year, still pretty bad. You're talking double digits, right on 9-10 points a game. Last year, it was over 15. Arkansas fell victim to UConn last year during the run as well. So you fully know the Huskies ain't messing around. 75-60. UConn wins the national championship last night. And if you stayed up past your bedtime like I did to watch this basketball game, I mean, you saw Zach Edey go down swinging. I think the guy is going to be a heck of an NBA player. 37 points, 10 rebounds. It might take him a year or two to get comfortable, but he has got unbelievable finesse. He knows where he should shoot from, which is one of the best things you can say about Zach Edey. A lot of good players, especially in basketball, will not play to their strengths. You know what I mean? Like, you're really good, but you got to use your brain too. You got to get in the spots that are best for you. And I think Zach Edey is really good at doing that. He gets to spots on the floor. He works around the post, the paint. He does not shoot threes. 37 points, 10 rebounds for Edey. Only one other player in his team scored in double figures. 12 points out of Smith. Lawyer gave him nothing. You can't have that. 0 for 5 in 30 minutes. And for UConn, I mean, a who's who kind of performance. They out-rebound Purdue 35-28, which is remarkable considering they have a 7-3 center on Purdue. Newton with 20. He was a key cog last year, 20.7 assists, 5 boards, all-around outstanding game. Klingon 11-5, Castle 15, Spencer 11, De'Ara 9 off the pine. They run, they play great D, and they play with a fearlessness, a sense of domination that most teams don't play with, you know? A sense that we're going to go out there and we're just going to play light and free and smart at the same time, and we're going to dominate everyone we're playing. We're going to dominate. How about that? Look at the margin of victory. Add it up. I'm talking about the Final Four being not as close maybe this year. Overall, you're talking about a UConn team that's beating people in every game by 20 points per game last year and 23 per game this year. And if I'm Danny Hurley, I'm thinking about coming back and doing it all over again. Man, kind of unbelievable what the Huskies did. So if you had UConn and, the third team to win multiple title games by 15 plus points and the second team to do it in consecutive years, that's a UCLA type thing. Newton wins the most outstanding player, 20.7 assists, 5 rebounds. He was their best player in the title game last year against San Diego State with 19, 10, and 4. It's just a really, really good basketball program and team, and they do so many things well. And I think it's a sign that as we move forward now, they're probably not going anywhere. Why would you think they're going anywhere next year? They didn't go anywhere this year. Just came back to the party and won it all over again. UConn, 38-3 this year. Unreal. And I think Newton made himself a first-round draft pick for sure. Tristan Newton, 6'5", 200-pound point guard. He looks like he's going to be an NBA player for a really long time. Klingon, too. Or maybe he'll go star in a Star Trek reunion show or something. But that's what you got, is a repeat national champion. Rackets in the can. Hope you did fairly well in yours. I tied with Ryan Big Papa Small for 99th place out of 110 in our bracket challenge. 99th place for your boy this year. That's right. JB, 99th. Former champion. I've been a runner-up. I usually do fairly well in this thing. Not at all this year. So I'm hoping for a bounce back year next year, but I don't know. If it doesn't happen, there might have to be some kind of a change. I might have to hire a new bracket coach. So it went down to the wire, by the way, in our Real NWAB Bracket Challenge. Went down to the wire, and it was Aaron in Springdale and Richard in Rogers, and Aaron needed Purdue, and Richard needed Connecticut. And Connecticut came through. So Richie, baby, wins the steak dinner for two at Herman's. He wins a 4-pack of tickets to an upcoming baseball game and a couple other gift certificate goodies I have up my sleeve here to get that cash money value to $500. But holler at us, Richard. Send us your info, Twitter, email, whatever you got to do. And we'll make it happen for you. Okay? All right. Is it all right? For Richard, it's going to be okay. Turning in the can, which means what? It's April the 9th already. Hope the solstice went well for you yesterday. It got very bright for a while there. I think the animals and the people started moving a little bit slower. And some things that maybe were going to go down and happen did not. For example, no official word from the University of Arkansas. Everybody wants to declare it official at this point, right? No official word from the University of Arkansas about John Calipari and whether or not there will be a press conference. I'm thinking no press conference today now. I think that's got kicked back probably to tomorrow, Thursday, Friday at the latest. But you're going to have to do something this week. You can't wait too long or too many people have opinions and it gets kind of odd and strange and maybe it gets away from you. So expecting some kind of formal word today. And then a press conference tomorrow or Thursday. You get Cal down here on the private plane. He says hello for a little bit. And then he can go back to Lexington and take his time getting out of there. But he does need to make an official entrance. Here is the head coach of Arkansas Razorback men's basketball. Put on the Razorback gear. Be in front of the podium. You know, do the fake smiles or the real smiles. I don't know. Hopefully they're kind of real. The handshake of approval with Hunter Yurachek, as if He's the one who ultimately made this happen. How about the Tysons? How about John Tyson coming through and saying, let's chip in an extra $4 or $5 million a year. They get it up to $8.5 million per year. Don't tell me Arkansas is a pipsqueak. Don't tell me the University of Arkansas is an also-ran or a team or a school or a state that doesn't have pride in its sports, because it obviously does. You are now paying your basketball coach over $8 million a year. This is a top five basketball program in the country. Remember when I said that a few months back, some of y'all gave me a hard time. No way, maybe top 30. Nah, when you consider facilities, resources, recent success, thank you, Muss. And no, I think we're going to keep him in the intro for a long time. That one's too good, Aaron. It's not about it being Muss. It's about JB do it live. Plus, Muss is still my boy, too. We text, we talk. I'm not going to turn my back on Muss. He's just not the focus of the conversation around here anymore. But he helped get Arkansas back on the map. And now here comes John Calipari, one of the only guys who can smash recruiting out of the park, you know, and get you players quick. You have Aaron Bradshaw into the portal. You have some other names creeping in. I mean, you're not committing to the school anymore. This is where we are at completely in the world of college athletics. When you pledge your playing days, when you pledge your athleticism, you're pledging it to a coach, to a person, to a regime, more so than an institution. It's just the fact of the matter. And I think Calipari will have no problem. Are we calling him Calipari? Or I want to call him Calipari, like we were in Italy, but we're not. We'll ask him that at some point when we get to the press conference. How do you prefer to have your last name pronounced? People be like, what did he ask? Paisan to Paisan here, Johnny boy. You go Calipari or Calipari? Because some people say Bertuccini, I say Bertuccini. It's all kinds of different. Maybe you just go by JC. Maybe we have a new JC, and I'm JB, and that's how that's going to work. I don't know. Or he's just Cal, more like that. But he's coming. Nothing has changed. This is happening. Yesterday was a day where it basically got confirmed. How? Does JB know this is confirmed? The U of A didn't officially confirm it. No, but you know what didn't happen? Any kind of denial. None of it. Literally none of it. And so if you're not going to deny that this is actually happening, then there's a really good chance that's actually happening. I mean, Kentucky could have said something. Cal's crew could have said something. Any number of folks could have said there is no truth to this, but we are now 48 hours, maybe 36 hours, 36 hours into the story, and nobody's rebuffed it. Nobody. So it's just a question of timing now and how you piece together the final details, what kind of perks Cal wants. I don't know if you have to worry about a buyout. It's amazing he didn't have one at Kentucky. It was almost like they were tempting him, daring him to leave for another job, and Cal ultimately taking him up on it. Buyout was at $34 million, so Kentucky's hands were tied. That's why the folks who overreacted when UK lost in the first round of the tournament again this year, he's going to get fired tomorrow. No, because they don't want to give him $34 million. But does it mean that they hadn't soured on him? No, they clearly had soured a little bit. And I think Cal felt the slipping, the lacking of the love. And so you look for new love elsewhere where you're desired and in demand. And he's 65 years of age. He's won 810 games. He's probably got, you know, 5 years left of this, or six or seven. Maybe he tries to make a run at 1,000 wins. I don't know. Maybe not. But you think about the things he's bringing to the table for Arkansas, and I think it excites you moving forward. One of the big three sports here. I know it's out of season and we're imposing a little bit on baseball, but you're playing San Jose State for a couple of midweek games this week. Give me a break. The team is terrible. So we'll get back into it. Alabama this weekend, Friday through Sunday. People's Post game, number 5 for baseball already. Coming up on Saturday. I think it's a late night one this week, isn't it? 5 o'clock first pitch on Saturday night, so we will be there on the post game with you. Probably 8 to 9 is when we'll rock and roll this Saturday. 6 days a week, baby. 6 days a week. That's how you make the magic happen. Here's a question of the day for you. Let me give you this one. What are your expectations for Cal at Arkansas? What are your expectations for the guy? If he's coming in here And these are just the first four kind of riffing at, you know, 5-6 o'clock in the morning today before the show that came to mind. But as John Calipari and the details get sorted out and we prepare for his official introduction this week at the University of Arkansas, because I can say this right now, if it doesn't happen this week, it's not happening. If Cal doesn't get down here and confirm it in front of the microphones this week, maybe something happened behind the scenes with his family. You don't know, but it's got to happen right now. Or there's going to be a lot of egg on a lot of people's faces, a lot of people much bigger and more powerful than mine if they can't seal the deal here. But it sounds like it's basically sealed. Question of the day. Expectations for John Calipari at the University of Arkansas. And I posted the picture contrast yesterday, 5 years ago to the day yesterday, that we had Eric Musselman brought on board in the press conference and all that. The word is out on John Calipari being here. So it's very possible in 5 years we're doing this again. But for now, you're hoping for a lift up in talent, a replenished roster. What do you expect out of Cal? Blue chip recruits? I do. Top 10 team steady style? I do. A Final Four run or two? I do. What about one national title, one championship? Can I say I do? I think I want all of the above, guys. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch it happen here. And I'm loving the Nick Nolte ripping the posters off the walls, the chalkboards off the walls on the show gift this morning. All right, we're having some fun with it for once in this life. We are 15 minutes in the conversation, as the case may be. So good to have you on board. We're going to talk some more about it. Cal to Arkansas, Danny Hurley and UConn repeating as champs. Hopefully the solar eclipse didn't blind you. You made sure you had the goggles on. And you're feeling okay today. I might still have a little blippy sun action going. I don't think we're really supposed to look at the sun. But hey, we found a way to do it yesterday. And man, that was something cool to see, whether you're in the path of totality or not. And I think the state of Arkansas was pretty darn close wherever you were at. All right, TMB Media, Bunker Studio, lot going on. And so glad to be with you. Let's take our first break of the morning. We'll come back on this 9th of April, 2024, talking sports with you on the digital radio. Thanks for finding us, Bluetooth. It's a heck of a thing. The internet, I think it might catch on. I really do. We're coming back.
Hello, this is Tim Stanley, owner of TDSIT. You've known me only up in Northwest Arkansas, but now I bought Business World down in Little Rock. We expanded in 2023, and now we're moving the business to a new location in North Little Rock, May 1st. I'm excited about our reputation for high-quality service, products, and support in Northwest Arkansas, and I'm thrilled that the Carlisle family chose me to buy this 45-year-old business in Little Rock, and we will continue building relationships and high-quality clients. We'll see you soon.
Builders Direct Lighting offers quality lighting products and solutions for all of your project needs. We buy directly from the manufacturer with no middleman in sight, passing the savings on to you, the customer. From a small office space to a large warehouse, indoor or outdoor, we do it all. Yes, we can even light your pickleball court. For more info, visit buildersdirectlighting.com or call 479-256-0461.
Herman's Rib House on College in Fayetteville, a tradition like no other around. When you're looking for the best steak, chicken, salmon, something for lunch or dinner, Herman's has your back. This year is their 60th anniversary and the food keeps getting better. Perfect time to stop by and check out their revamped menu, the Dustin Omelette, a personal favorite. Herman's in Fayetteville. Follow them on Instagram or Facebook for more info. Stop by and grab some grub today at Herman's, celebrating its 60th year in business in 2024.
Hey folks, this is Matt Chambers with Blue Kangaroo Packouts. We know bad things happen and we're here to help, taking care of your contents and possessions when disaster strikes. Covering Northwest Arkansas and North Central Arkansas and the River Valley, accidents and weather happen all the time. When it does, we have your back. Moving, cleaning, warehousing, cataloging, tracking inventory so you don't lose a single personal possession. More information is online at bluekangaroopackouts.com or give us a call at 479-879-9696.
At Team B Media, supporting local business is what we are all about. Northwest Arkansas is one of the fastest growing regions in the country and one of the best places to live. We are proud to be a small part of its infrastructure. We have a passionate, enthusiastic audience who support local sports and business. For a cost-effective way to advertise your company's message to engage local consumers, contact us at Team B Media today.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals single game tickets are on sale now at nwanaturals.com. Tickets range from $9 to $17 depending on the game, so enjoy low-cost family entertainment at Arvis Ballpark all summer long as the Naturals' regular season extends through September 15th. For a complete game schedule, a list of upcoming promotions, and to buy tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Golden Corral of Fayetteville features a legendary endless buffet for breakfast, lunch, and dinner to feast the fam or to feast yourself. Enjoy over 150 menu items. Their all-you-can-eat steak is my favorite. Hand-cut USDA top sirloin. Their bakery game is strong, too. You name it, they got it, and they make it good. Golden Corral, a place with something for everyone at a good price. Conveniently located where college meets Maine in Fayetteville.
Old school flavor with that new school flow. This is the real NWA JB.
We're ripping it up. So good to have you on board today. And, of course, you can find us pretty easily, right? Follow, listen, watch, subscribe. The Real NWAJB, baby. It's where it's at. 7 a.m. on the daily coming at you. 90 minutes of sports talk conversation about your Arkansas Razorbacks and what the heck is going on with them. Obviously, Arkansas grabbing all kinds of national headlines this week with its John Calipari hire. And, I mean, it was the biggest story in college basketball yesterday on the same night as the national championship game. So what does that tell you right there? Good for Arkansas and good for the folks getting behind the program and trying to push this thing, you know, up instead of letting it tumble down. Question of the day today: what are your expectations for Cal at Arkansas? And we'll take some calls this morning as well. Give me a thought. Blue chips? You want top 10 teams? You want Final Four runs? You want a natty? What do you want? You got all four of those options there on the board. And the Huskies dominating 75 to 60 yesterday over Purdue. Able to pretty much throw the punches early and dictate play in the game and never look back. And now Hurley, who a lot of people I was seeing out there were rumoring to Kentucky. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he's going to Kentucky. I think he is staying put at Connecticut and going for a third consecutive crown next year. Now, how many pieces does he get back? I don't know. But a pretty unbelievable run by UConn, who won its average tournament game by 23 points per game this year, 20 points per game last year. Final Four games were 15 points per game. And just destroying people. Destroying people. Zach Edey, 37 points and 10 rebounds for Purdue. Matt Painter's team had a heck of a year. UConn and Duke are your early favorites for 2025. John Calipari finalizing a five-year contract worth over $40 million to come to Arkansas. We're expecting a press conference now, likely tomorrow, just because it's gotten pushed back a little bit, right? But still expecting it to happen here in the next day or two. Other items on the sports scene: baseball, Arkansas getting ready for San Jose State. You got a pair of games, one tonight, one tomorrow. You got rain coming through today. I think he'll be okay for the game tonight. You might want to just play a doubleheader today if possible and not even worry about tomorrow, especially with a trip to Alabama coming. Plus, San Jose State is not good. So you really lose nothing by not playing these games, but I don't think it's supposed to rain all day, so you probably will. At-bats for other players. That's always a good thing, right? Get at-bats for other players. For guys who are not getting licks during the games. I'm thinking, Peyton Holt? Yeah, he'd be a good one to get in the lineup right now. He hasn't gotten a lot of work this year. He just hasn't. Partially because Nolan Souza is out of his mind right now. Just out of his mind. Arkansas number one in all the national polls again yesterday because obviously. What else do we have for you on the sports scene out of yesterday? The struggling Mets get one against the Braves, 8-7. That's a rarity. DJ Stewart with a go-ahead home run in the eighth. Brandon Nimmo hits a couple of jacks. On the same day that the Braves learned Spencer Strider, their ace, is likely out for the year. And Max Fried, their number two, has pitched like complete garbage. I mean, Max Fried has not been good at all. And so you wonder a little bit why he has gotten in the tank so quickly. He's still a young pitcher. But a dub nonetheless, 8-7, as the Mets rally from a 4-0 deficit and get to 4-6 on the year. The Braves are 6-3. The Cardinals lose to the Phils in 10 innings. They're 5-6. Phils 5-5. It's so early. So early right now when it comes to Major League Baseball. You can't overreact to any of it. You just have to roll with it. And I still feel like when push comes to shove here, when all is said and done, Braves probably the best. Braves and Dodgers, best two teams in the National League. And American League, right now, seriously, it looks like the Orioles and either the Astros or Yankees. I might go Yankees right now, but their pitching hasn't been great. They did beat the Marlins 7-0 yesterday. You'll take that. Yankees are 9-2. How about Nestor Cortez? Pitching well. Looking the part. 8 innings of 2-hit baseball. Wow. And just 4 pitches for Majkowski to finish it out in the 9th. So baseball's rolling. NBA's into the last couple days of the year. And down the stretch we go, right? Mavs at Hornets. Tonight, Dallas looks like it has played its way into a playoff spot and out of a play-in game. Knicks and Bulls. Knicks trying to climb their way up to the 2 seed in the East. Celtics have already clinched the best overall record. They're at the Bucks tonight. What else? Thunder fighting for the 1 seed out West, home for the Kings. And away we go there. No NBA games last night because they paid tribute to college hoops by not playing any games on the night of the NCAA championship. And I think that's classy. Classy. And that's where we're at. Arkansas, Razorback, basketball, making a move. John Calipari in. And we're waiting for the official press conference this week. My question for you today, what are your expectations for Cal at Arkansas? Let's say it's a 5-year run. Let's say he's here for 5. Could be longer. I guess theoretically could be shorter, but 5 sounds about right. Let's say it's 5 for argument's purposes. What do you want out of him while he's here? One of the biggest things that you want to see happen while John Calipari is the head coach at the University of Arkansas. And they're up for you on the board. We got the blue chips and Nick Nolte throwing chairs around the locker room. Top 10 teams would be a big one on the regular, like do it over and over and over again. I mean, mostly at Kentucky, even when they were struggling the last couple of years, Cal had them in the mix as a top 10 team. Final 4 runs. How about that one? I think you're going to need at least one Final 4 run to really justify it over the next 5 years. And I know some folks saying right now, well, and they're right to say it. Well, Cal's been so bad in the tournament, 1-4 in his last, 4 trips. It's not, his focus anymore. He doesn't prepare for the lesser opponents. And that all seems like it's somewhat true in his last few years at Kentucky. But I think the Cal you're getting here at Arkansas is a guy, and this is the 4th option on the list, who wants to win a championship. He wants to win a national title. And I think he's more motivated than ever because, while he came awfully close to winning one at Memphis, and I always felt a little bad for the guy because he was literally there. All he had to do was foul and not let Chalmers shoot a 3, but I digress. It goes to overtime. Kansas wins, and the rest is history. He did win a title at Kentucky. Has been to a Final Four at every school he's been at, including UMass. So you would think that's going to happen here. I think he comes in recruiting at a high level and with something to prove. And he's a young guy. I know he's 65, but he's youthful. He obviously keeps in great shape. He stays slim. He works out. I think Cal can do it. I think Cal can give you one last hurrah as a college basketball coach, and I'm excited to see what the heck is about to happen here. So good to have you on board today. 7:38 on the show. Arkansas, rocking and rolling and making moves in basketball and baseball. And heck, we got the red-white game coming up for football on Saturday. It's at noon. I'm going to try to get the fam out for that. The weather's supposed to be outstanding. Talking about upper 70s, low 80s, and sunny. And we get to see a little bit of this Bobby Petrino offense at work. Tail in green and all the rest of it. Is this going to be televised? I forgot to check at that. Streaming, yeah? So there you go. Streaming only on the broadcast. Get out to the game. Go do it for yourself. All right, let's take a timeout. Come back, Hayden Balgavy, longtime sports and newsman in Little Rock for KTVH. We'll discuss Cal to Arkansas. He's pretty fired up, too. More on that right after this.
When it's time for a cut, you have to go to The Cave. It's a men's grooming and lounge experience like no other barbershop. Located on J.B. Hunt Drive in Rogers, just off of exit 83 on I-49. Individual haircuts, group packages, and if you're getting ready for a wedding or a big occasion, get your weekend started right. Brand new location coming to downtown Springdale soon as well. Online more info, cavemannwa.com, or like on Facebook at The Cave NWA.
Lack of teamwork, failure of communication, overall disappointment. I'm not talking about your favorite basketball team's performance in March. I'm talking about your marriage. If you're getting divorced, don't listen to the myths about custody and child support. Call me, Jackie Mock, at Mock Legal Solutions to discuss your rights and options. 479-769-1505. Mock Legal Solutions. Real advice. Reasonable price.
Everyone wants Christmas lights, but when the holidays get here, money's always tight. But don't you want your business to stand out? Don't you want the prettiest house on the block? That's where Lion Chasers Lighting steps up to the plate and hits you a home run. Hassle-free installation, maintenance, removal, and storage. Because who wants to deal with this stuff in January, right? Now offering monthly payment plans year-round. Lion Chasers Lighting. Call 479-283-2760. Now go chase a lion.
Spring and summer mean road trip fun, and the adventure starts at Adventure Subaru in Fayetteville. Located just off exit 65 on I-49, Adventure Subaru has phenomenal inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles, and all their vehicles have four-wheel drive, so you can take them where you need to go. Adventure Subaru is locally owned and has won multiple awards for community involvement. See for yourself why their customer ratings are through the roof. Adventure Subaru in Fayetteville. Online, AdventureSubaru.com.
See things in a better light with the folks at New Light Electric. Residential and commercial services. They do remodels and additions, electrical upgrades and repairs, LEDs, installation of hot tubs, vehicle charging stations, and more. If you're looking for the folks who have the best touch, these guys are the lighting experts. They literally do it all, and they can add some light to your life, too. New Light Electric. Like them on Facebook or call 479-220-2836.
Dr. Mark Olson has been providing top-notch patient care in Northwest Arkansas for decades. His new office location, exit 69 off I-49 on Willow Creek Drive, is more convenient and accessible than ever. Find out today about the benefits of natural hormone and thyroid treatment. Get your energy back. Dr. Olson is also providing medical marijuana certificates for patients with diagnosed medical conditions. For patient care like no other, it's Olson Clinic in Johnson. Online, olsonclinic.com.
Shogun of Fayetteville for a special experience every time. Best Japanese cuisine around, they have it all. The sushi is top-notch, but everyone's talking about their hibachi grill. The chefs are incredible. It's delicious and entertaining at the same time. For recruiting, celebrations, or just a good old date night, Shogun of Fayetteville has never let me down. With the scenic view of Fayetteville from the hill by the mall, full menu online, ShogunFayetteville.com.
The latest news in Razorback land and beyond. You're listening to The Real NWA JB.
With us this morning. What's up, Aiden? How are you, my friend?
Hey, JB. I'm doing well, brother. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Solstice was cool yesterday. We got Cal coming in here imminently, so a lot of cool stuff going on. Let's do Solstice first. You were, like, right in the path of totality, weren't you, buddy?
Oh, yeah, man. Little Rock was right in the path. We had probably 2 minutes to 2 minutes and 10 seconds of totality. I actually went to my mom's house, took my son, took my wife, and it was very cool experience. And I wasn't one of these folks who was like super fired up for the eclipse. I thought it'd be cool, but it was great. I mean, just cameras, pictures don't do it justice. Something really cool to experience. And lucky enough, it came right through Little Rock.
Had to have those glasses on. I still feel like I might have some slight glare today. How about you? How are you feeling?
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing was, is I got to like talk to some scientists and they're like, yeah, keep them on. Now, during totality, you can take them off because you're not going to be able to see anything if you don't. So like that 2 minutes where you can take them off, look around and look at the corona. That was cool, man. But my wife and I, we kept the kiddo in the shade. So she kept him 1 minute and then we put a timer and then I went out the next minute. So it was a cool little experience. Something we'll never forget.
It was pretty awesome. Well, we got to wait like 20 years for the next big one, right? Something like that.
Yeah, I think 2040. I think actually 2045, it goes through Fayetteville. It like goes through Fayetteville and Little Rock down to like Lake Village. I saw a map yesterday. So, yeah, I think Fayetteville's in the direct path for the 2045 one. You know, when John Calipari retires from Arkansas in 2045.
Exactly. I'll be in my 60s then. Let's just hope I'm still here on this orb of ours. Well, I'll tell you what, that was fun. And now let's get to basketball. Man, when the news broke on Cal, I was stunned. What was your first reaction?
I thought it was fake. I thought it was completely fake. So I went to bed, as you kind of told everybody, you know, we've got our morning show here. So I get up at 2 every day. And so I was in bed Sunday night and I woke up to a lot of text messages from high school buddies, college buddies, and then even somebody from here at the station that had reported ESPN was like saying Cal's our guy. And I'm thinking this is fake. I'm just waking up. Thanks for ruining my Monday morning. And then the more I've started looking and actually reading this thing, I'm going, holy crap. Like this is kind of the real deal. And so you kind of see it. Still a little bit of disbelief, but the more I thought about it, the less it actually shocks me. The attitude, if you from Kentucky sports radio and Kentucky fans, even in my life that are around here, I know a couple, they're done with him. They were absolutely done with him. And any opportunity to not have to eat that buyout by not firing him and letting somebody take it off their hands, the less shocking it was. And the more I said, yeah, I mean, why not? It's a great job. It's in the SEC. And now next year he has a chance to go back to Rupp and say, you miss me? So we'll see what happens, but it's exciting, man. It's awesome. Much different than 48 hours ago.
No question. And Mus leaving the way he did, what was your thought on that? Did that surprise you?
Shocked me, especially after Hunter put out what he put out and his wording and that interview on that podcast, I guess. I honestly did think that Mus was always going to stay. I just thought that I was too good and the success had been too, documented. I mean, he was loved. And but really kind of towards when they didn't turn it around and really had the season that they did, And then the Hunter on that podcast coming out and saying he could still leave. I don't know. I thought that was the nail in the coffin. And I thought if he didn't get the SMU job, he would try to get the USC job. If he didn't get the USC job, you know, he would try to find another job. It just seemed like the writing was on the wall at that point. So and no ill will towards Muss. I mean, a great 5-year run, tons of fun. He recruited kids from this state really well. So no, you know, I have nothing bad to say about Muss, and hopefully, you know, he does well, except when he's playing Arkansas.
I bet his mouth is still agape at seeing what they're offering to Cal here. At the end of the day, I think it gets back to having leverage, and especially for a lot of these coaches, Hayden, they try to make their moves when the going is good, as you should. And so when they have a little bit of leverage, things are fine. But when that starts to get away from them, it can get dangerous. And I'm thinking of both Cal and Muss right now, because I think Cal had slid to a place of apathy there at Kentucky, which was starting to get really scary for him. And then Muss at Arkansas, not so much apathy, but 2 years decreasing results. This year, really, really bad. And if you go out and have another bad one, you have no leverage. So I think sometimes these guys are almost anticipating a worst case scenario and trying to avoid it, you know?
Well, it turns so quickly too, especially in basketball. I mean, you're one class away, and I know the paradigm has shifted where now juniors and seniors are winning the NCAA tournament, not these one and done freshman classes. So we'll see what Cal does. But I mean, look, at the end of the day, you got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your family, and you make the move, whether it's right or wrong. You know, if Muss wants to leave, hey, thanks for the memories, and go take care of yourself and your family. West Coast guy, that's fine. And that's what a lot of people, I think, have trouble separating, like, you know, the personal family stuff with, okay, you know, I signed a contract, I'm loyal to Arkansas. But, you know, I think honestly, I can't imagine it working out any better for every single party. Muss gets to go west, enjoy being back home in Southern California. Cal gets a fresh start with a blank check, basically. And Kentucky got rid of the guy they wanted to get rid of. So, yeah. I mean, who can complain?
When's the press conference?
My guess, I'm going to say 2:30 on Wednesday is going to be my guess.
I was thinking yesterday at around 4:00, but that didn't happen. So obviously I'm going to, I was thinking today. Sorry. Today is Tuesday. Yes. I'm right. Kind of confused right now.
So yeah, Wednesday. Now,
it does, doesn't it? So I was thinking maybe this afternoon, but I'm with you now. It's gone too long. There's no way they're doing it today. So you still think tomorrow? Here's what I'll say, Hayden. It has to be this week or it starts to feel really, really weird.
Well, he's got to get going. I mean, if he's going to break some of those kids that are committed to him,
right?
If he's going to get
right,
recruiting, you know, and if some of those, you know, like we talked about yesterday, if some of the kids, I saw Battle tweet out, you know, his surprise that Cal got hired. Does he just say, you know what, forget this portal, I'll stay right here?
Yeah.
And does Cal want him? You know, he's got to get going though. I think the presser, if it's later than tomorrow, I'm getting a little uneasy vibe.
Me too. And I like your thought on Battle, because I had the same chat with another friend yesterday that if he thought twice and wanted to come back, if Cal was open to it, I mean, talk about the best sixth man in the country. He could play 25 minutes a game. He'd have a green light to shoot anytime he was out there. Who knows? What's your expectation for Cal? Let's say he's here for 5 years. That's our conversation today. What's your expectations? Best case scenario for his five. Realistic, Hayden. Best case scenario.
Realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, if I'm being realistic and I'm thinking about the next 5 years, he's 65 years old. His contract to be up. If he made one Final Four, that would be pretty special.
Yeah.
See them in the Final Four, just in one Final Four in 5 years, to see them, you know, host a regional banner, hold that trophy up, be in that conversation. I think he can get them to one Final Four, and that would be, you know, a national championship would be great. A national championship appearance would be great. But if I'm realistic, and it's what, 2029,
right?
And I'm looking at Cal, and he's been here for 5 years. If he has been here for five years, you make one Final Four. I mean, what else are you going to be mad about? That's pretty special.
I want a title. I want it. I want one title. I want two Final Fours. I want one title. I want top 10 the whole way through. He does that automatic. And I want a ton of blue. I want it all. I want it all.
I need to be more greedy.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess so.
I look at it at a standpoint of like travel too. Like I would love to go to a Final Four and cover it.
Yes.
Like, please.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Hey. They win, we win.
I thought you were a news guy now. He'd be like, no, man, I still do sports. What are you talking about?
Hey.
What are you talking about? Sports is news.
Sports is news. That's the best thing about it, man. Is like even here at Little Rock, you know, this would have led every single one of our shows if a literal solar eclipse did not happen yesterday.
Right.
And it's all we've been talking about all morning long.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah,
the Hogs are very much, especially men's basketball with Calipari, the 1A down here in Little Rock, which is it says a lot about the program too, of how many boosters are actually living down here and not up there as well. So it shows the reach, which is still really cool.
Well, am I wrong? I feel like you were there in the room when they hired Musk, because I was there. Were you there?
Was, yes.
Okay. Will you be there tomorrow?
There's a solid chance.
They get Cal tomorrow. You got to come on up. Come on.
I gotta ask the wife. We got a 1 year old. I gotta ask the wife if I can sneak up there.
Yeah, that's true. We gotta bring the kid with you, man. Bring wifey and kid.
Oh.
We'll go out to dinner after.
What an introduction.
Think about it. What an introduction to Razorback Glenn. You were there when they got Cal, man. You could say it. I feel like that matters more to the guy, to me and you, and then you bring it up to wifey and she's like, "What are you talking about? He's 1 year old."
She said, no, I literally said they hired Calipari, and she goes, the sleazeball from Kentucky. And I went, easy.
He's our sleazeball. What else do I need out of you before I let you go? UConn, man, what a juggernaut, huh? What a juggernaut.
Oh, I didn't even, man. I knew they were winning. I was so funny as I went to bed before the game last night. Late tip, man. You know, I can't hang that late. Got to get up. And so I saw some highlights this morning, but good for them. What a run. You know, I know you're, does UConn have a big base in the city of New York?
Not really.
It's more of Syracuse Town, St. John's.
Yeah, St. John's, Connecticut. It almost leans kind of like the Patriots, leans Boston a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Gotcha.
They've got a weird fan base, but man, what an underrated program. I mean, all they do is win titles, you know? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Six, man. Yeah. Crazy. Six.
Six for them. UConn. Sure. Six. And three different coaches, right? Calhoun had three.
Crazy.
Holly got one, and now two for Hurley. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's wow.
So there you go. He is the man, Hayden Balgavy. He can still talk sports for a living, no question about it. Doing the news thing in the mornings, and you got to check him out if you're in the Rock. I'm sure you guys stream too, don't you, Hayden? I'm sure you stream.
Oh, absolutely.
It.
Yeah. THP11.com. We stream every single morning. You can watch us. And yeah, if you're in the Little Rock area, let me know. We're always here. We've got, you know, it's a great spot, man. I've been here for over a decade now, and we've got great restaurants, breweries. I'm actually doing a new food segment for the station coming up this week.
Cool.
We're going to be going to local restaurants, local breweries, stuff like that.
Yes.
So I'm always down to talk food and sports.
Oh, I'm going to have to hop on one of those with you. We'll meet up. Tell me where the beer is. I'm there, man. I'm there.
Get down here. I can give you a tour of the Rock.
I know you could. We're going to do it. I told our mutual friend, TV Tyler, that I'm coming there for a few days this summer. So we'll make something happen.
I got you.
We'll make something happen. Hayden Balgavy, y'all crushing it. Thanks, Hayden. Great stuff on Cal. We'll talk soon, brother.
All right. Thanks, baby.
All right. He was awesome. It is 7:57 already. Wow. Morning kind of getting away from us fast. One day after solar eclipse. I mean, it's hard to see straight. You still got the blurriness around the edges. Maybe I should have used goggles. I don't know. I'm kidding. I use goggles, but still, it's bright. The sun is bright. They were not lying about that. Question of the day today. What are you hoping for out of Calipari at Arkansas? What is your end game with this cat as he gets ready to come in the door here in the next day or two? Are you hoping for, and really I should have said, what are you most hoping for? Are you hoping for blue chips in terms of recruits? Are you hoping for top 10 teams on the regular throughout the seasons? Is it Final Four runs that will make you the happiest? You want at least one, maybe two of those bad boys. Or perhaps you're like me. You want the house. You want the whole dang thing. Give me a championship. Give me a national title on top of it all, like a cherry on top of the sundae. I'm not a big cherry on a sundae guy. Love sundaes. You can keep the cherries. All right, we're an hour in. Tons of talk about Calipari to Arkansas as the waves continue to be made throughout the sports world. You got number one Arkansas hosting San Jose State for two baseball games today and tomorrow. Good spot out of Hayden Balgavy from THV 11 in The Rock. We'll talk with Richard Davenport, do some recruiting with him in just a few. UConn's repeat as a title champion. And, of course, the spring football game looming on Saturday. And I want to discuss that a little bit more with RD as we continue as well. It's the Real NWA JB. Follow, listen, watch, subscribe across the social media. Show airs live with a post podcast to follow. And don't forget the People's Post games right after every Saturday football, basketball, and baseball game all year. JB here, you there. We're coming back, my friends. Hang tight.